Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I said, you can only fit that in if you take the cucumber out.
Everybody, 81.
That's how old I feel.
Oh, I know, it's been a good... It's been
trust
a good...
me, I feel her, and she does feel 81.
How do you know? How do you know what you an 81-year-old... No, but how do you know what an 80... What to compare with?
Oh, good point. Yeah, how do you know, Carl?
I was close to my grandma.
That close, eh?
It started. You've just said 81 and it's gone dirty already.
Well, here we are, people.
We've been saving this up for 3 months.
We certainly have. I've basically exploded all over the chair in excitement. We're here in London, courtesy of Create Productions, on our very first conjoined podcast.
Co-pro.
Podcast. Yes, somebody has listened to this podcast and gone, there's something in it.
Yes, it's only taken 6 years.
No one can find out what it is, but it's something.
Yeah, but we're here in this beautiful studio, and we're very excited because there's a smorgasbord in front of us.
Oh, what? Sorry,
a smorgasbord.
You almost thought that's how you can sound like Sean Connery without even trying.
Smorgasbord.
Very good.
I wasn't trying.
I love Sean Connery. He was desperate for a Scottish independence. Very much of a Scottish man, lived in Spain.
Anyway, we've got these wonderful cheesy balls that our new producer, Molly, has collated, and we're going to do the very first best of the best.
Cheesy ball comparison test.
I was trying to find the right words there. Comparison test, which is the best cheesy ball that's available on the market. Now, we've tried most of them, and also...
Fingers
as well.
I know, on a plate.
Underneath.
We eat them straight out of the box like animals normally, don't we?
It's very posh in this studio, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I just say, does this mean... Because normally, when we start the podcast by opening the cheesy balls, and that's... Now, how do we start this? Because they've already been opened, so... Was this podcast opened as soon as those cheesy balls left the packet?
I guess you're right in that respect. So it's preempted our established features.
It has, but we'll come back to the cheesy balls in a little bit. Should we do the cheesy ball sort of comparison, which is the best on the market, after we've listened and read out lots of fans' emails?
That's a splendid idea. But I suppose I should also ask you, how was your day?
How was my day? Well, let me tell you.
How was your last 3 months?
Yes. Well... I have to say, I've... Ow!
Oh, sorry.
You're pulling on my ear with your knee.
I'm pulling your ear cables around. That was weird.
There was something paranormal happening. I can feel my whole head being dragged towards your crotch.
Well, that could happen because you're not married.
Anyway, I've gone all hot. I've joined a gym. Because
have
I was
you?
Getting a little bit larger and larger and larger. I thought, I've got to have to do something about it.
Getting larger, you're perfect.
Listen, when I walk, I can feel it. It's very upsetting to me. So I wanted to do something about it. So I joined a gym. And a couple of very embarrassing things have happened to me that I'm going to share with you.
Don't tell me you got up off a chair and it came with you.
It's not that bad yet.
No, it was a whole exercise machine.
No, this and I've watched YouTube videos, and Carl can tell me, can agree, yes, we have watched YouTube videos of people falling off the running machines. So I don't run. I only save that for the last 2 minutes because that's all I can cope with. But I do a half an hour fast walk.
Oh, yeah?
On the treadmill. And halfway through, I don't know why, I thought, I'll close my eyes. I don't know why I did it. I don't know what happened. All my coordination went out the window. I flew off the running machine and landed on my knees, grazed my knees on the carpet. Right.
No, there is a joke coming now, isn't
it? I'm going to say it's the first time she's grazed her knees in years.
And I looked around. Unfortunately, nobody else was in the gym. But then I remembered, in the reception area, there's a great big screen. With the showing who's in the gym, and I thought, do I say anything, you know, on the way out, did you see me fall over, you know, to the receptionist? But I thought, no, because if she hadn't, they'd all go and laugh and have a look back.
It's got 2.5 million hits on YouTube already.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's 250 quid so you've been framed, isn't it, surely?
It was
we have gone back to the 80s.
Yeah. And then the second thing, when women get new swimming costumes in the gusset, I don't know if men get it, you get a plastic sort of protector in the shape of a gusset.
I don't think I've ever had a plastic protector in my gusset.
He's had many things in his gusset, but never
not a plastic protector, no.
Oh, this time, love. Wait till you get to 70 plus. Okay. Then you'd be having lots of those.
No, that'd just be a sponge to soak up the sweat.
I nearly spat my brew out of this nice clean studio then.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so there I am. I'm swimming. And I know, when I was putting the swimming costume on, I noticed, I thought, oh, I must have taken the plastic protector out before I got, you know, packed my gym bag. Put my swim costume on, went for a nice swim, got out, went into the steam room, came out the steam room, went back into a shower, walked around the pool, got in the pool, had another swim, came out, drying myself, taking the swimming costume off, and I'm like, what's that? It feels funny on the back of my thigh, and it was the plastic gusset. It was, and it had been on the back of my thigh for the whole time that I'd been in the gym.
Looks a change to a tenner lady being stuck there.
Oh, it was awful. It was almost as bad as the time when I had a Tampax stuck down my tights. I forgot all about it.
No, where was that?
Yeah, it was on the tube, across my legs, and there it was.
Could you wouldn't? You weren't in panto.
Oh my God! How was your day, Mr. BT? Or your 3 months?
My 3 months has been absolutely fine. I can't even think of anything.
You sound like you've been a bit poorly, haven't you? You sound a little
bit throaty. Yeah. It's a bit throaty, but bit throaty. No, I had a weird thing with my back, didn't I?
Oh, you did.
Oh, I had a weird thing with my back, which was quite. It happens for men of a certain age when they try a new position with their wife.
Yes.
Or somebody else's wife.
I was going to say, remember it.
No, yeah.
Shit.
You never did. She never did. We've got these huge gates, haven't we, that have kind of broken at the side of the house.
Yes.
You're looking at me like you have no idea where we live.
I thought you were talking about the paramedics. These
no, I was going to say, I was giving the background into that, and I was lifting these gates. And I got a little twinge in my back, but didn't think anything of it. And then about 3 days later, I was literally running from the bottom of the stairs to the kitchen, and my back went.
Wow.
And it went. And bugger me, it was painful. So I went upstairs and laid in bed, and there was one bit where I was having these spasms, wasn't it? I actually couldn't breathe. I could breathe in, but I couldn't breathe out. So anyway, the paramedics popped round, and one of them said, you know what you need? I said, no, what? Just anything to get rid of this fucking pain. He went, you need some gas and air.
Nicely delivered.
Okay. Give me some gas and air. And the last time I had gas and air, obviously, was when you were giving birth.
Mm. Hang on a minute. You just said last time you had some gas and air was when Yvette was giving birth.
Yeah. I didn't have the gas and air. He had it.
Yeah, it was funny.
What's going on there, then?
We always have to have a try of anything in the hospital.
Yeah.
The nurses, the doctors.
A couple of the unconscious patients.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he stuck it in my mouth.
Hang on, what are we talking about now?
Yeah, no, the gas and air.
Oh,
and,
right, yeah.
And do you know what? He said, no, you know, it was a bit like Jesus. He went, stand up. I mean, I'm not saying Jesus would have sounded like that.
Or carried gas and air around with him.
Probably not. He would have needed it.
Thou art need some gas and air.
Lazarus, you need gas and air.
That's how he did it.
Yeah.
That's how he did all his miracles.
He had it hidden on his strap to the inside of his leg, the canister underneath his long cassock.
So no one could see it.
Everyone had gas and air because he looks like he's walking on bloody water.
True life, they all thought he had a very bad fart problem. All he could hear was psh.
Yeah, it could be straight out of there.
Do you know what? We've just upset the Christian faiths, I think.
Know. Oh, well, never mind.
Okay. Not for the first time. You know, there was one point on we did Most Haunted. Do you remember we did a Ouija board in a church? And it was owned by somebody else, but the church used it. And we actually got an email from the diocese or bishop of someone who was literally very upset. And me and my
the way you are.
The way I am. I just don't want to fuck off. And he said he was going to take us to court. And I said, please do, because I'd love to go to court with God. Could you imagine? Most Haunted of God in court. Never went anywhere.
Anyway, trial of the year, wouldn't it?
I think you would have won, to be fair. I rose from the bed and not an ounce of pain. And it had gone. Just with a bit of gas and air.
The miracle of gas and air.
But the one thing about it was,
I said, God, if only I could get that. And he goes, I know we can get it online. Right. But no, I just want to say also thank you very much for the paramedics. Because they were absolutely brilliant.
It is good stuff, that gas and air.
I was a bit worried, though, when he sat up. I thought, has he shit the bed? Because, not that there was a smell, but apparently it does. It relaxes all your muscles. So, and if you're out of it, like he was, I mean, he was talking like a real stoner. Hey, man, it's great. He wasn't with it at all.
Yeah.
I mean, who's to say? I mean, apparently when you're giving birth, I never saw it or anything. But according to Carl, I did poo.
Shut it.
Oh, wow.
But no. There you go. So,
well, I've had gas and air and I didn't shit myself when I had it.
How do you know?
I know because I would have known about it now because it was in public.
Maybe everybody's been polite.
Well, there was a lot of people watching, put it that way, and I would have known about it.
Put it this way, before we even met you, people said, Glenn Hunt, the guy that shat himself.
Shat himself, yeah.
In Blackpool.
Shitty Hunt.
Yeah, Shitty Hunt.
Shitty Hunt Hunt, they used to call you.
How was your three months?
Do you know what? It's been weird. I didn't know what to do with myself. Well, actually, I did know what to do with myself, to be honest. But you know...
Did you play?
Well, that's the thing. Once that's done, you've got the rest of the day free, haven't you? And ultimately, I've had 3 months of what to do with myself.
Playing with yourself.
So, yeah, there's nothing to report, which is, in podcast terms, is a good thing. Because those cheesy baller, binge ballers who listen right the way through, this is the next progression after podcast 80. So 3 months hasn't passed to them. It's just been a minute since the last podcast.
Right, but I'm a bit worried because that's terribly boring for you.
I know, but I've had... Well, I could go on about the ins and outs of working in a radio station.
Anyway, let's move on.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's move on.
Wow.
Moving on now.
I was actually getting interested in that.
I know, I'm just...
Stop hoiking.
I'm hijacking your cable every time this chair spins.
Hoiking my head towards his crotch.
It's subliminal. That's the trouble with having all that time to yourself.
Do you know, for a radio, somebody that does management of radio, you're making more noise.
I know,
than me
you're quite
Carl
right. Bad
put
habits.
Together.
I'm very relaxed.
You
that's
are
what
very
it is.
Relaxed.
I'm sorry.
Just
I feel like
don't
I'm at home.
Fart.
That I'll try not to.
Yeah. Are you very flaccid?
What?
At the moment, I am.
What's
yeah.
that got to do with anything?
He's I'm relaxed. Very relaxed.
Oh, right. Okay. Right.
Do you remember that floppy thing that keeps hitting you on a promise that something might happen, but it never quite does?
No, my mind just has gone when that happens. I go to a different
plane.
Shall we go to Correspondence Corner?
Oh, let's do.
Do you know which jingle has won out, by the way?
Which one? Has won out?
Yeah.
Of course.
It was this one.
Correspondence Corner, the fielding and the hunt. Send us your email. Don't be a c-
So into Correspondence Corner
Yay!
We go.
Was that Reg?
It was Reg.
It was. You sent it in. Don't you remember?
Would you like to do the honours for the first email?
Yes, go on then.
Okay, go on.
Passing it to me now. This is from Lisa Harvey. excuse me. Hi gang, remember me, the tube driver. Oh yes, I'd like to say thank you for reading out my previous email on your first show of 2022. As requested by Glenneth, I did promote your podcast on one of my late shifts. I have attached it. I must admit, I did get a few weird looks from my passengers as they're only used to the boring, bland announcements. But hopefully you will get some more listeners. So let's listen to it now.
Okay, this is from a tube driver of the London Underground, doing an announcement from her train.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on board this Piccadilly Line train, stopping all stations to Cockfosters. All those passengers on board that like to listen to podcasts, may I suggest a new podcast called Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast. Highly hilarious. You can follow the shenanigans of Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll. And you may even be lucky enough to get a private reading with the renowned psychic Reg Corker. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, please download Yvette and Glenn's Anytime Podcast. Thank you.
Yeah, brilliant.
Absolutely astounding.
That's amazing.
It's not the kind of thing you expect to hear on your way to Cockfosters, is it really?
It really isn't. Lisa Harvey, thank you so much for that.
That's incredible
yes,
stuff.
Keep them coming, keep them going.
That is what a lovely thing to do.
That is
thank
so,
you so
sweet.
Much.
Thank you.
We are honoured. What else do we have there?
Oh, okay. Right, now, who's this from?
Oh, is it? It's a double pager, that one.
It's a double pager, first page, second page. Goodness me, it's a long one.
Oh. What about the emails?
Oh, for goodness sake. A big hello to, let me just see who's from first. It is from Sarah Mia, who's from Suffolk.
Oh, I know her mama.
Oh, do a mama. Oh, for God's sake.
Come on!
Just shit jokes. Stop it. A big hello to the lovely Yvette, Carl Glenneth, and the fabulous team. Firstly, a massive thank you for such a side-splittingly funny podcast. I'm totally addicted. Much like everyone, it's been a shite few years. However, I'm pleased to say we've all come out of the other side smiling and determined to crack on with the merry-go-round that is life. You guys have really, in capital letters, kept me going with positivity, fun, laughter, and the endless rounds of snacking on cheesy balls and fingers. I'm a big fan of that particular diet, aren't we all? It's worked wonders for me, transforming me from a racing snake 40-something to a rippling mound of bread dough crawling towards 50. Yes, I can agree with that. I thought I'd share just a couple of the funny stories from my 20-plus years career as a primary teacher. Whilst teaching English to a particular class, I asked them to write a persuasive newspaper advert. It had to be on the theme of encouraging young people to keep fit and active. I encouraged the children to open their article with a question to really engage their reader. Why not ask them if they enjoyed keeping fit? Do they play sports? The children duly wrote their articles and I took them home to Mark. The first few were good and answered the brief nicely. Then I got to a girl who was very quiet, lovely and polite. As I began reading her article with her opening question, I spluttered my wine all over the carpet as I realised she had got her tea mixed up with her K. Rather than asking, "Do you want to keep fit?" I found myself confronted with the proposition, "Do you wank to keep fit?" After the laughter subsided, I did consider writing in red pen, not as often as I'd like, but I maintain a fair average. On a different occasion, I was teaching a class when a support assistant came to collect a small group of very young children who needed some extra help with social skills. The assistant collected her usual four children plus a new girl who was surly to say the least. During their group session, the children were asked to play a memory game called My Granny. The idea is, like, I packed my bag and I put it, and in it I put, where each child says an item and it goes around the table, in each child has to add something, but say all the others as well. In this particular session, the children started round the table with My Granny has glasses. My Granny has glasses and grey hair. My Granny has glasses, grey hair and a hat. Anyway, the new girl, who did not want to play at all and made it quite clear, but audibly huffing and stamping her feet. Nonetheless, her turn came. She had no intention of remembering what the other children had said, so she simply said, in a broad Irish accent and a grumpy look on her face, "My granny shits herself." Whereupon the poor assistant had no idea what to do, ended the session very swiftly. There are honestly too many such antics to write down. One day I may publish a memoir of my days in the classroom with that very title, My Granny Shits Herself, and other takes of joy from the primary classroom. Anyway, I will leave you now. Needless to say, I'm a massive fan of you all and have watched Most Haunted since day one. One day I will make an experience. It's on my list of things I must do. I'm a bit nervous, as it is, although I'm not psychic, I've been aware aware since I was a child that I can pick up on other people in houses and buildings. So much so that one of the worst places I've stayed in, a holiday cottage in the Lake District, forced me to sleep in the car for a week. I've never been anywhere like it, and it scared the shite out of me. Keep up the good work, and much love to all from Sarah Meyer.
That's a great email.
That is brilliant. You know, she has to write a book. Yeah. You have to write that book. I will be the first in line to buy it.
Yeah, we'll be in the queue for that one.
Yeah, definitely.
Email my granny shits herself.
Holly Sumner sent an email in, says, "Hi, everybody. I have to tell you what happened the other day. I was out in the garden enjoying the sunshine and getting the garden ready for spring and had the podcast playing on out loud on my phone. Risky, I know," she says. When your change your name segment came on, and all of a sudden I heard a little laugh from my next door neighbour's garden. Didn't think anything of it and continued gardening when shit jokes came on and I heard my neighbour in full-blown hysterical laughter. And I couldn't help but laugh as well. My next door neighbour then shouted over the fence, "What are you listening to? It's bloody hilarious." I told her it was your podcast show, and she has since been an avid listener, and every time I see her, tells me how much she loves Words of the Mothers, as she's an older lady and she finds it brilliant. I just had to drop an email to say you've gained a new listener and I have a really nosy neighbour. Most importantly, Holly Sumner as well.
Thank you, Holly.
Thank you, Holly.
That's a nice way. It's a bit of guerrilla marketing, isn't it, in that respect.
You will listen to yes. our podcast.
Email here from Lizzie Evans from Warrington in Cheshire. Hello, I've been listening to you all since day one and look forward to hearing the podcast at the end of the day. You'd be asking about nicknames for people at work or where you live. Oh yeah, we said you could send them in anonymously.
Yeah.
Well, we have a few people we name on our housing estate.
Can I just wait once? Have we given her name out? Because we said you could send these in anonymously.
Well, she doesn't seem to care, does she? She didn't say that this is an anonymous message,
okay,
so we've gone for it now anyway. So, next door bought one. We call them the Clampets. Say no more.
Right.
So if you're a fan of the Beverly Hillbillies, you'll know exactly what that's all about. We also have the bin lady who lets the rest of the street know which bin day it is. I swear we all have one of those. We also have another one called Witchy Poo. She's a right crank and doesn't speak to anyone and glares at all the children walking past on the way home from school.
It's not our next door neighbour email, is it? About you.
Oh, can you imagine?
There are many more, but I thought I'd give you a few. We want the rest of them.
Oh, we do.
Of course we do. Side note, have you ever put a chocolate finger and bitten the top and bottom off and then put it in a cup of tea and sucked it up like a straw? Hashtag game changer. Ooh. Hashtag don't judge. Lizzie Evans from
Warren.
Oh,
we might have to try that. So you
bite the ends
like
off, I think. Yeah,
right, we'll try that.
Yeah, let's give that a go. I got another email here from Sharon Crane, no less.
Sharon Crane, hi all. Hope all is well and I'm really looking forward to the next podcast. Was on Google Maps earlier today looking at an area we were visiting soon as we are house pet sitters and like to check out the local shops, pubs and restaurants. I came across this pub, not so sure of the meaning behind the name, not sure I want to either, but imagine answering the phone if you worked here. Maybe listeners could send in odd pub names too. I've loved the podcast from episode one and thank you for finding the time to do it. Kind regards to one and all, Sharon Crane. Let's have a look.
What's
then.
It called?
Kicking Dicky.
That's
Kicking great.
Dickie.
Hello, I don't know why I want to do it in the Irish accent.
Go on, do it.
Hello, Kicking Dicky. How may I help you?
What about Scottish accent?
Hello there, Kicking Dicky.
Try Welsh.
Right. Hello there, Kicking Dicky.
Oh, that sounds even better, doesn't it?
Kicking Dicky in Welsh is quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Kicking Dicky. I'm going to kick you right in the dicky, I am.
Oh, that sounds tricky. Do you want to do the next email?
Oh, it's from Joseph. In a Welsh accent, I don't know why. I won't do it in a Welsh accent. That's very confusing. Hello, Yvette, Glenn and the gang. I'm a very long-time listener, but first-time caller.
Nice.
Let me start again. I'm a very long time listener but first time caller, although I'm about to show I have a lot of catching up to do. I recently listened to the episode where you discussed Sean Bastard Bean and a game he lends his voice to. You played a few silly lines of his dialogue and the lovely Carl said I bet he was pissing himself between takes. This reminded me of another game which features the wonderful Tim Curry. Please watch this short clip from the game I've linked below. It always makes me smile and all I have to say is if that's the take they went with, I need to see the bloopers that didn't make it. Love and light to you all, Joseph.
Tim Curry then, voicing for a game.
I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!
Wow. He puts a lot of effort into that, didn't he? Because out of context, it doesn't make sense to us, does it?
No, but, it makes none.
But ultimately, you know, lots of energy in that. That's a great take, Tim. Can we do it again, a bit more with feeling?
Yes.
For a computer game. You get all kinds of awards and stuff and all that kind of things, these computer games.
I love how he's trying to fill.
I know.
Yeah.
I
just love how he's trying to make
something out of it.
I know.
Yeah, well, thanks for listening to this podcast.
Go on, what's that?
That's the professionalism in me.
What's that email then?
This one here is from Steph Bell. Says, I haven't written to you for a while, so I thought I'd drop you a line with a candidate for you change your name.
Okay.
Oh, good.
You can read it out. Because you showed a lot of interest in this person who needs to have their name changed.
Oh, Jacques Tits.
Who's Jacques Tits then?
He was a Belgian-born French mathematician who worked on group theory and incidence geometry. He introduced Tits buildings, the Tits alternative, the Tits group, and the Tits metric. Jacques Tits. There
wow.
you go.
Wow.
See?
Come on, is it a bit trivial, right? And if you know this, what did they change in mathematics in 1917 that made a difference to how you do maths? There you go.
Oh, is this a leading question or is it something for the
something if you'd worked it out before 1917, it came up with a different answer than if you worked out after 1917.
Is it a decimal system?
I'll tell you guys later, but okay. Let's see if anyone else.
You tease.
Oh no, I am. I'm a tease. Just a tease. It's to make me sound kind of intelligent.
No, it kind of works actually.
Kind of sound a bit like, you know, who's that horrible old tart on the telly?
It's a Barry from Watford. It sounds a bit like that.
No, that stupid old cow that's got no job apart from those witches on that show with the other witches.
I have no idea.
Loose wankers.
Oh, loose wankers.
Oh my
What's her
God.
Name?
You said it. I'd not said a thing.
What? No, what's her name?
Who?
Who's that? Oh, yeah.
Katie Price.
Who's that?
Do you mean Janet Shreveport?
That's it. The
oh, yeah.
Talentless human. Well, that's, in my opinion,
she was
talentless.
Very nice to me. I like Janet.
Was she?
She was
I'll take that back then.
She was very nice to me, I have to say. She could have been an absolute. But she wasn't.
Was she not?
She was very nice.
Oh, yeah. Janet, I'm sorry. I think I love you.
Yeah,
well, please forgive
very
me.
Nice.
Just watch that tumbleweed.
I was trying to be funny at your expense, and I apologise.
Let's delve into the next email, which comes from Holly Delve in Swansea,
Holly
no less.
Delve?
Yeah, can you believe it?
Ooh, what a name!
Good segue.
Hi, everybody.
Her boyfriend has fun with that.
Oh yeah,
delving into Holly.
Yeah,
Holly delving.
It should be an Olympic sport, shouldn't it?
Fucking hell, this podcast has gone so downhill.
We set ourselves extremely low standards and still fail to live up to them. Ain't that the truth? Hi to Holly Delph, and I've just discovered the Anytime podcast and started binge listening to every episode. I'm currently in work, eating a bag of cheesy balls and listening to episode 29. I have burst out laughing so many times that my colleagues are looking at me like I'm crazy. I've also started randomly singing your jingles and the Sandra Fricker song. We've not had that for a while,
no,
have we?
No, she's not Fricker anymore, is
no,
she?
No, she's married to someone else, isn't she? This might be very late to be sending in, but a famous person from where I live, I forgot we did all,
yes,
all
yeah.
that. Catherine Zeta-Jones. Says Holly.
Oh, I met her. I did the washing up with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Did you? In what circumstances?
Yeah. Oh, well,
well,
she was
the place need doing, but
she was going out with John Leslie.
Oh yeah.
And she came round. John brought her round to my house. See,
right.
Because he wanted me to get to know his new girlfriend, and then we both sat and had a fag after we'd washed the pots up outside in the back garden.
To our American audience, that's a cigarette.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, sorry. Yes, it is. And yes, and she's told me she said, I really love him. You know. I really love John, he's so lovely to me, and I want to have his babies.
Ooh.
And that was the end of that. And her accent was so strong. Crack on.
Yeah, this email is from, let's see, is this the same one from Holly?
John Leslie.
And this one genuinely is anonymous, it looks like. Oh, yes, it actually says at the top, proper anonymous Hotmail.
Ooh.
Oh, I like that reaction. Good. That's the reaction I got when I looked on my inbox. Ooh. I did exactly the same thing.
You put your little hands up, your little fingers up to your mouth. Look at you. Like a proper little old lady.
Same thing they want to see fireworks go off.
Oh,
you
get all excited.
Cricket ripples as well.
Absolute fucking
tit. Slap it out of it. I know. Look at him.
Just listening to episode 79, had to email. I work in housekeeping in a hotel, and we've had some random things taken that I can't get my head around.
Ooh.
Obviously, this is nothing paranormal, by the way.
No, go on, I love it.
Obviously, there's the usual towels, cups and jugs from the bathrooms, hand wash from the public area toilets, pillows from the bedroom, etc. But since we reopened last year after lockdown, we've also had the power cord for a radio in the bedrooms taken more than once.
What?
And not the actual radio, just the power cord. Wow. A chair from the main hub in the bar area a rug from the same area, an ironing board, a linen trolley from the corridor that we put the dirty linen in as we're cleaning the rooms, a Henry Hoover pipe, and a drawer.
He's an just a drawer, goes, random
oh,
drawer.
No, I've got a bedside cabinet like that at home, but I've got a drawer for it.
How do you get them out? How do you get a chair out?
But you know, that reminds me, we're very, very, very lucky, aren't we? Because we've recently purchased a very nice little holiday residence in Dartmouth, in Devon, myself and my hubby.
Has anything been taken from it yet?
No, but the weird thing happened. We got a phone call from the housekeeper.
Yeah.
And she said, "You'll never guess." You'll never guess what? We said, "What?" She said, "Well, I went in the house, went up the bedroom, and someone's taken the wardrobe doors off." What the fuck? And we
for
did.
No purpose.
And
we went, what?
What? And then when we asked the people that had been there, the housekeeper said, "Can I ask why you've taken the doors off the of the wardrobe?" "Oh no, we'd no idea it was like that when we got there." No, it wasn't.
No.
We were the last people to be in there. We certainly didn't take the wardrobe doors. This is what I think. There was a young girl staying in there, and I think she was scared of something in the wardrobe, so the parents have taken the wardrobe doors off.
Just to all those parents, just leave the fucking doors open. Didn't need to take them off.
So there you go. People do the weirdest things.
You're not supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Yeah, but what gets me is someone's actually got to think, I need a dirty hotel linen trolley at home. That's one thing I'm missing.
That's another one.
And now I'm going to go through all the aggro of trying to actually steal it and get it outside. Yeah. Why?
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Working there has really opened my eyes to the weirdness of people, and I have far too many stories, but they're there for another day, another time. Send them in, please, anonymous correspondents.
Yes, send them in. Now, I think, I'm looking at these cheesy balls.
Yes.
And ooh, I'm thinking, balls. They keep shouting at me and talking to me.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we should try now.
Yeah, we're feeling peckish, aren't we?
We are. We should do the cheesy ball
do
challenge.
Do we know where they're all coming from?
Well, there's a little note underneath. Molly, our producer, has done it. So we have to taste them.
Mm-hmm.
And then see if we can guess
which supermarket
supermarket it is, and we have to agree on which is the best cheesy ball taste.
I think this also stems from, we had an email from somebody who's made a note of every single cheesy ball we've taken from whichever thing.
Right.
I posted it all on our Instagram account, and you can see the results of the ones we've tried the most.
Yeah.
But this taste test then is, can we recognise where they're from then, I'm guessing?
Well, do you want to lift a bowl up at a time?
Yes.
So let's go with that
the
one.
The one nearest me.
Right, okay.
Carl?
Oh, thank you, my love.
No, I'm alive.
Now, they look nice. Hardly any taste to
no
me.
Cheese.
No cheese. No taste.
So, no cheese. They're the last. They're actually top at the moment, but they're also the bottom.
Okay. Second one.
They colour wise, they look more yellow.
Yes, more of an orangey yellow, I'd say.
Yes, more day glare.
Yes.
Molly's just said in our ears, don't peek.
No peeking at the papers.
We won't. Better than the first.
They are.
Still not.
See, Molly, even though she's not in this little room, she's out there with eagle eyes.
She's telling us not to look at the papers under the bowl.
We're not looking at the papers. This is the third bowl. Ah, now.
They're nicer so far. Yeah.
Third one's stronger.
Try the third one's, the way we've done it, the first one's the last. Second one's still the middle.
Yes, I agree.
Last one's first.
Yeah. Now let's try the ones that look like footballs.
So there's five bowls. They do look like footballs. Actually, they've got football patterns on them.
Smaller.
Oh.
Mm.
More of an impact, that taste, isn't it?
They've got like cheese, but a little bit of bacon.
Or
like bacon or something in there.
Yes, it does feel a bit meaty.
Oh, now that's a bit cheeky.
Mm.
I like those. Those are my favourites.
Makes them moorish, doesn't it?
Yes, they are moorish.
A cheesy, meaty taste is like going down on you.
Which one, Glenn?
Hang on, me or... Because the listeners can't see who you're looking at when you said that.
On you. Oh, dear. Oh, God, I'm dizzy.
That's the noise I make when I get excited in bed. Right, and the last bowl.
Last bowl. There
okay.
You go.
Now they look very much like the first.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
Maybe it's.
Now they're. You
ooh,
can taste cheese. The cheese now.
Yeah. But then it peters away, do you think? Got a proper connoisseurs of this stuff.
Can I just say, for me. The ones we just tasted, the last ones, they are the best cheesy balls.
Right.
The one that's shaped like the footballs,
yeah.
They are...
Best taste.
Best taste for cheese and a little bit of
extra.
Bacon, extra something.
Mm-hmm.
So the first three we tasted, no. but it's the last and the second to last for me. I think for cheesy balls, the last ones.
Okay.
I think I'm
Do
with
you, agree?
You. Cheesy balls, last one. Taste probably the second to last one.
Yeah.
But weirdly enough, 3-2-1.
For the, yes, for the other
I
three.
Agree. Right, should
okay,
we reveal?
So the winners, or do you want to do the winner
should
last?
Should we do the loser
Let's
first.
Do the losers first.
The one we didn't like the most, which tasted of...
The first one.
Literally, it tasted like picking a scab and eating it.
Okay, well, that came from Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's! Oh, sorry, Sainsbury's. Sorry, Sainsbury's, you lose.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah,
but that means we're never, ever going to get them to back us.
I don't think they ever would anyway.
Well, no, as if they would. Second to last place, Morrison's. Interestingly enough,
at
I feel like we're on
Morrison's
a game show. The reaction
bottom.
We're getting here. I feel like Bruce Forsyth turning those cards around. And
you're loving it. All right, my lads.
Let me show you the card. The turn of a card. The next one, third last, is Tesco's.
Well,
yes.
All right.
Now we want to know now for the.
In fact, Tesco's get the bronze award.
Yes,
they do. Yeah.
Right, go on then, Glenn.
So are we going the ones with a hint of bacon for second? The ones that have got football
I think so,
on.
Because it is cheesy balls we need. And this is cheese and bacon balls.
Yeah, but they are. Something. Recommend
right,
these. Recommend these.
Second place, silver award goes. Oh, really?
Cheetos! Yes,
wow.
Cheetos!
Well
yes.
done, Cheetos.
Very lovely.
So,
and the winner of the golden cheesy balls goes to...
Taste test has been won by... Asda!
Asda! Well done, Asda! Let's hear it for Asda.
There we go. I am impressed.
We are impressed.
I didn't see that coming a mile or
now,
so.
Now, I fancy a finger and I want one right now.
Okay, then. There we go. Who am I to turn down anybody?
Now, there are
three types of
now,
fingers.
Now, we're going with the blue china plate first.
Okay.
So, shall I have a go?
Yes, let's all take one each, shall we?
Yeah. Average finger goes.
It does feel like you're shoving an average finger in there, doesn't it?
Mm. I think I recognise these. I could be completely wrong.
Do you know what
the
I think
of
those
fingers
ones
you've
are?
Had, I'm sure you couldn't recognise any of them.
I think those are the ordinary Cadbury ones.
I think they're the Aldi ones, Belmont or whatever they're called.
Okay.
Mm. They're very nice though. Because
they
you
are
know,
lovely.
If you wanted a cheat, if you wanted a finger,
yeah,
you're getting exactly what you wanted.
You are now second plate.
Yes.
Ready?
Which is also blue china.
It is. It's very posh here, you know,
Jimmy,
in London.
It is very nice in London. We get proper china plates.
I know. Pictures of the Queen on and everything.
Now, that's got a little bit of a...
That's got an orange flavour.
Oh, no, mint.
No, mint.
Mint.
Where did they get orange from?
I don't know. That has a mint flavour.
Are you all right, Carl? Can you cope?
You
don't like flavoured chocolate, do you?
Not really.
That's your Cadbury's Fingers mint.
Mm.
Yeah. But that is nice. It's a bit, little bit.
It's nice.
You get the chocolate, but a little bit of refreshing taste. Fucking hell, we sound boring.
This is good for Christmas. What's the next one?
Do you not think sometimes if you have something like a Mintero, you might as well be brushing your teeth with toothpaste? It's that kind of.
I don't know. That's why I like to say.
Well, what else do you brush your fucking teeth with?
Well, not with Mintero.
Oh, okay.
Imagine if you did. Right, what's this one? Well, so this is a plain white
plate.
Plain white plate. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I can't taste anything after the mints now.
I think that's your bog standard Cadbury's chocolate finger.
No, this is orange. Chocolate orange.
Is it?
I just got
the kick
finger.
Oh, yeah, it is. So you'll be vomiting.
Ooh.
Carl's going to be ill.
I would say them, the first one, that's a true chocolate finger.
Those are the best ones?
Yeah.
They're true to the originals.
True to the originals. How do we know which is which?
Without you two, because you like flavoured chocolate, which would you go for... The mint or the orange?
For me, mint.
Mint, yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd go for mint first before orange?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not an orange-flavoured chocolate kind of gal.
Wow.
Why can't they do a rum and raisin finger? Oh, now that would be... I know they do a Bailey's one.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. A rum and raisin, stick it up your finger. How lovely is that? Gorgeous. So we need to know where these are from.
Are they the Cadbury's ones, Mel?
They're all Cadbury's.
All Cadbury's different flavours.
Well, do you know what? Well done, lovely. Cadbury's, for giving us all a different flavour.
Yes, and thank you, Molly, for going out and shopping and getting all those, because they are fantastic.
They are
great.
But
for me, the first ones.
The first one's always right.
Hey, isn't that weird? It was the first ones in the chocolate fingers and the last one in the cheesy balls.
There you go, sorted.
What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt? What's in Bernard's butt?
Lorraine in Scarborough has been in touch for a second time.
Not Lorraine in Scarborough.
Yes. And she says, hi there, everybody. I refuse to be beaten on this. So she's clearly on a mission.
Or does she just refuse to be beaten?
Who knows? Can I make a few guesses, please, for Bernard's butt? Was it a packet of jelly?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wasn't a packet of jelly, was it?
I can't remember what it was.
Is it a multi-pack of Smith Square crisps?
No.
A bag of rice?
No.
Last one, a pack of cheese twist breadsticks. That's very specific.
It is, isn't it? You're going to go through the whole of the aisles.
I think she's just doing a shopping list.
Yeah.
All right, but if you want to email us, along with everything else, by the way, for correspondence, calling and everything.
And everything. And it's helloatanytimepodcast.com.
Helloatanytimepodcast.com.
Get them sent in,
and
please.
And if there's anything embarrassing that you want to share with us, you don't have to put your name. Which reminds me.
Go on.
Oh, my God. Okay, right. Not that I queef, right? As we know, I don't queef. I did it once many years ago when I did dressage.
You did it the other day.
No, I didn't.
We were walking
Shut
down the road.
Up.
You said.
No, I didn't.
You said
Shut
when
up.
I was walking
Shut
after.
Shut up. If you
did, because he told me that you did.
I don't
And
do
you
that
were in the high
thing.
Street
now you're just
in Sandbach.
And winding
and,
us all
and
up.
People turned round across the street.
Yeah, after I gave you cunnilingus last time, I had terrible breath.
Right, now.
It's like guessing her.
Now, listen. I have received from an anonymous person.
Not the same one who works in hotels, is it?
No, and I wanted to start a new competition called Queef or Fart. Right, I'm going to play this, right? And I want you to tell me if you think it's a queef or a fart.
Only 50% of the population can take part in this game.
Are you ready? I'm going to play you this.
Ooh.
It's got to be a fart.
Shall I play it again?
Yeah, yes, please. I think. Bloody hell, you could ride the ripple, couldn't you?
Whoa!
Is that a queef?
That's got to be a fart.
Or a fart. What do you think?
I think that's a fart.
It's got to be a fart. I mean, if you queefed that, you've got some serious issues going on.
Molly says it's a queef.
Well, ooh. I'm not going to reveal. What does everybody at home think? What do you think? Is it a queef or a fart? Let us know at hello@anytimepodcast.com. And if you have particularly fabulous farts or queefs, you can send them in.
Anonymously.
Anonymously to our wonderful producer, Molly, and we will play them. And there was going to be an award. We're going to send you either a queef or a fart in an envelope. All right? The winner will get that. Okay?
Wow.
So do you want to listen to it one more time?
Yeah. Okay. Apologies if you're eating your lunch right now.
Okay.
Can I just ask a question that only you can answer? Do you ever follow through with the queen?
That's a really valid question.
I don't know. Wow, but unbelievable. Wow. Oh, and just very quickly on the way here.
You've got tears in your eyes, by the way.
I know. We saw the very first camel toe on a man.
Oh, that's right, yes.
On a man.
At the petrol station.
Yes, come on, men. Don't wear tight jeans. We don't want to see it all at the front. Well, some of us do, actually. But let me tell you, it wasn't a nice sight, was it?
No, yeah, but it was very
weird.
Unbalanced.
I don't know if he had an operation, because it was weird.
It's time for a visit to Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll.
Are you ready?
The adventures of Pauline and Dr. Driscoll.
In celebration of nothing in particular, we're going to take you back, right back to the hairy back, and begin at the crack of the bottom of it. I mean the start, the very start of it.
How did Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll meet?
How did Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll meet, I hear you cry? Well, let me take you back to the 1950s, 60s, 70s something, and to a place where it all began. Unbeknown to a young-ish Miss Tarpley and a not-so-handsome devil-may-care kind of young mad deranged scientist, Dr. Driscoll, a party was well under its swinging way and was being held in a mansion called Graceland in some backwater godforsaken place called Memphis. A king and his girlfriend were making merry with their subjects in a room down below in the bowels of the palace called the Jungle Room. Miss Tarpley, a longtime friend of the host Elvis's girlfriend, Ginger McFilthy, was mashing her potatoes on the dance floor, watching mesmerized, drooling from his formaldehyde frozen lip, propping up the fur-lined bar with his rather large knee, was a certain Dr. Driscoll, a second cousin twice removed, heir presumptive to Elvis's estate. We join them now as the party is beginning to wind down and Elvis and Ginger are retiring to their waterbed.
Oh, good night, Ginger. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
Hey, Miss T, come join us in five. We're going to be doing some rubber ducking, and I know you like that sort of thing, you little minx, you.
Oh, Elvis will do, my good man, after I finish smacking the pony and sliding on the chubby.
Hello. I say, I would like to compliment you on your moves. Have you been doing them for long?
Only since I got here. Miss Tarpley, nice to meet you. And you are?
Dr. Douglas Driscoll. I'm a scientist, you know. I like to play with dead bodies and things. I'm in line to inherit all of Elvis's worldly goods, you know.
Ooh, well, now, at first I thought you were just very weird and ugly, but now you've suddenly become very... interesting, Boney Maloney. Ah! Oh, Miss Tarpley, come quick. It's Elvis. I think he shit himself to death.
Heavens to Betsy, darn it, dingo, hi-ho, silver, bloody hell, shit the bed.
No, he shit himself. Quick, Dr. Driscoll, I'm assuming you understand medical matters and the human autonomy.
You assume correct, young madam. I'm a professor of the highest standing. I know when someone has shit themselves to death. I'm a professional.
Good, follow me, splittity-clit. He's in here. I only Charlie gave him my usual jar of pickled love eggs. I just don't know what could have caused him to explode like that.
Calm yourself, my dear. Come, Dr. Driscoll, is it? Let us enter the room and assess the king's particulars.
He certainly looks brown bread, doesn't he? Let me go in for a feel of a pulse.
There is that pesky, large, luminous love egg. It's the one that got away.
I'm alive! Oh, God, I'm alive! But shush, I don't want anyone to know I survived this shameful excrement of a situation. If the Colonel finds out, or Daddy, they will make me work even harder. They're terrified I might croak before I make them another million. No, let them all think I'm dead. I'm dead. That way Ginger and me can live our lives finally in peace on a cattle ranch in Droylston. My beloved Droylston. I can become a preacher and sing in the name of the Lord. Let me hear you say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, quick, out of the window, spitty clit, and let me and Dr. Driscoll, well, we'll think of something.
We will.
Join us next time as we find out who really was in Elvis's coffin on that terrible day in Memphis. And did Elvis ever recover the rest of Ginger McFilthy's pickled love eggs? Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll have now met, and so begins their adventures solving some of the world's most interesting detective cases. Until next time on Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll's Memphis Murder!
Or not?
Yes! Yes!
I love an origin story, don't you?
There you go.
Well.
Hey, Colin, there's someone outside. Quick, come on, have a look. Oh, okay, hang on. I'm just going to go and get somebody outside.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Blimey, that sounds urgent. He's found the place.
Oh, no.
I think it's time we took a lovely break, and then hopefully we'll have a reading from somebody in particular coming.
Oh, yes, he's on
point.
His way, yes, isn't he? Yes. I hope he's not embarrassing. Anyway, we'll see after the break.
Yvette and Glenn. Oh, here he is.
Which fucking door? This fucking door? I don't fucking know where I am. Whose fucking sandwich is that in the corner?
Mine.
This is fucking stupid. What the Reg. Fuck are you two doing here?
Hello. Welcome back.
Welcome to London.
Shut the fuck up. I'm sick of this. I'm fucking a traffic. I was told I had my own fucking show.
Well, no, it's the podcast.
I don't give a fuck what you're calling it. This is supposed to be my show. What are these fucking doing in there?
That was a cheesy balls.
I don't give a fuck at your excuses.
How was your journey?
Oh, don't fucking talk to me. Fucking traffic. Full of people who don't know where they're fucking going.
Oh, all right. Well, take a break.
People stopping, breaking down.
They can't all be psychic, Reg.
Fucking cars. Should be like you and travel on a broom.
Would you like a finger? That will calm your nerves.
Oh, he's just throwing
a finger. Don't
want
a fucking finger. You stick your finger right up your fucking fingering stinger fucking thing.
Reggie!
Your finger stinker.
Will you cheer you up, Reggie? We'll tell you we've got your picture on the wall and everything. Look
there!
Great big picture of you there.
That's a good picture to me. But you ruined it by putting all the pictures here.
Oh, well,
the rest of us.
Reg Caucus, Anytime Podcast. Forgot who I was then for a second. Because I'm psychic. I get all these different emanations coming in.
One of the things that we're really interested in the moment is that your good friend Johnny Depp and Amber, and you've been helping them.
Okay.
You've been
you're going to have to take that out, his name.
Why?
Well, I'm sorry to see. See, I've been over in America.
Yeah.
But I can't say actually who I've been helping.
Right, okay.
So, and I've been seeing a lot of the stuff that's happened. This is how I've helped with this case.
Right, okay.
I did their dog.
You did their dog?
I didn't do their dog, you dirty fucking bet.
Well, what do you mean then?
I see what happened in their house through the eyes of their dog.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I go on the stand. Right, okay.
You're on the stand.
Not now, I'm here with you.
No, I'm just repeating.
But I've just flown in from America.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a case, I can't say much about it.
Right.
It's okay. You can't say any names.
We're not saying any names. We won't say any names from
now on.
Right,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm taking on the spirits of a dog, okay? A dog who has seen everything.
And that dog has been with me. Spammy's helped so much in this case, and I think he's turned it around.
For those people who just tuned in to the podcast, Spammy's your spirit guide.
Right, okay, let me explain to those who haven't got a fucking clue about life. Right. My name's Reg Corker, the greatest psychic in the world, and my spirit guide. Spammy. White Spam. Right, okay. Now I'm going to contact Spammy and he'll help me with the dog.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say the dog's name. It's not because I don't fucking know it. It's because I don't want people to know
where
I can be connected to this specific case.
Okay.
Because I think it's quite a big case. Spammy, can you come to me? Are you out there in the Spammy? Spammy, come there. Spammy, where are you? Oh, there you are, Spammy. Come closer. Cover me with your Spammy goodness. Open your sperm arms. Swim over to me like the huge tadpole you are. Wrap your tail around me. Enter me, Spammy. Oh. Thank you, Spammy. Okay, thank you, Spammy. Oh, I see a little dog. Woofy, woofy, woof. Oh, that's great. Okay, okay. The bed shut on the bed. What does that mean? The bed shut on the bed. Okay, okay. He's a nice little dog. I'm patting him on the head. Don't pat me on the head. I didn't shit on the bed. She shit on the bed. I don't know. Okay, okay. Who shat on the bed? The turd! The turd! Okay, what colour was it? It was like a dark orange, was it? Okay, I can't give too much out. Okay, the bitch shat on the bed. Okay. Give us a name. Give us a name. Bear! Sorry, what was that? I didn't... Bear! What was... Sorry. Scamber! I don't know. Scamber. Does that mean anything to you?
Scamber.
Scamber. Scamber. Okay. Okay. What are you doing now, little doggy? Oh, you're sniffing some cocaine. He's sniffing some cocaine. Is that what killed you? Oh, shit. Oh, no, he did have a big shit.
Oh, did he?
He did. He's saying he shat himself to death, but it wasn't on the bed. That was her. The bitch shat on the bed.
Bloody hell, revelation.
That's amazing.
I'm
going
to come back from that. I'm going to come back.
Yes, yeah.
Because I've got to go back to America.
Okay.
Okay.
I've got to go back, but thank you very much,
everybody. Oh, it's an absolute pleasure.
I don't give a fuck about your false voices. Do you know, my wife has been in hospital.
Has she? Who's your wife?
Wendelline.
Mum and Dad were great fans of George Formby. Right. And they loved his song, so they called her Wendelline. She's been in bed and she's had a vagina sorted.
What was wrong with it? Was it queefing too much?
A lot of lippage. When she was younger, she got kicked in the traffic.
No, it didn't.
And the trouble is, I'm just saying before I go, when the surgeon did it all, she'd come out of her sleep state. And there were three cards, one for me because I love her to bits.
Yeah.
She doesn't understand my relationship with Diddy, but that's fine. And he said, you know, glad you got it done. Well done, love. Nice and neat. Next one was from the surgeon. And he said, I've cut off a lot. Nice and neat. You're going to look great. And then the third one was from Dave in the Burns Union and said, thanks for the ears.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my word. I've got all hot and sweaty.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I hope Carl's all right.
Yeah.
Well, It's been absolutely fantastic.
It's been an immense podcast.
Oh, my word.
It's flown by. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, we'll be doing our second podcast, which you'll get next week, from this lovely studio from Create Productions in London.
It's very nice to be here.
Oh, here he is.
Oh, Carl.
What happened?
Was there a fight out there?
Was it Reg?
No, I mean, it was Diddy was just in the car. She's having a chat to Diddy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, well, apparently he's been to hospital or something to pick Reg's wife up.
Windling, yes.
Strange name, isn't it?
I know, it is a bit strange. Yeah. Anyway, we're just saying goodbye. So say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes, don't forget to email us then.
hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.